City Lapine Council Special Work Session at September 20th at exactly 5:03 PM. Let's establish a quorum.
Craig Heaton, present.
Don Griner, present.
Connie Breese, present.
Stu Martinez, present.
Trenton Tennant, present.
Okay, all council people are present. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I assume there's no added agenda items?
We don't have any added, staff doesn't have any added agenda items.
Okay, council, anything? Nothing? Okay. Public comments? Anybody out there have anything to say? Nothing? This is gonna be a quick meeting, I can see that coming. Okay, Corey, it's all yours. Continue discussion of Sustainable City Year Program.
So the agenda item title is Continued Discussion with Sustainable City Year Program Staff. And the staff we have here today is Megan Banks and Katie Field. Okay. And it maybe should have not said continued. It maybe could have said, well, I don't mean it this way, but final discussion with Sustainable City Year Program Staff, because we've been talking with them for a long time, almost a couple of years at this point, and obviously working with them and with numerous professors and countless amounts of students over the last 9 months, really 6 months, last winter and spring term, on all the different classes and projects here in the community. And so we just want to do kind of a brief recap of the last meeting we had. I think two of you weren't able to participate in that. I think it was Stu and Dennis. I think Craig, Don, and Connie were all there. That was in July. And so we've been working together to kind of discuss where some of the projects are, and based on some of the priorities that the council members at that meeting shared with us on how could SCYP help us identify some next steps. And some of the projects city staff has already kind of taken the lead on and started to run with, and I'm happy to talk about that a little bit here. But also some of the other projects were kind of like, let's wait and put that on the back burner for when the time is right. And so I want to turn it over to Megan and Katie just for a bit here to talk about some of the draft reports that they prepared. And kind of overall today is really about putting kind of a culmination on our pilot project together. And so we wanted a more kind of formal work session with council to talk about anything, and then obviously the celebration afterwards.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Mayor, Council, staff. We're happy to be here. We're happy and we're not happy because this has been a fabulous experience for us. So we don't really want to see it end, but we understand that you need to move forward, implement, and kind of decide what is a priority for you to take to that next step. And that's something we initiated at our conversation, our city council meeting in mid-July, was starting to talk about the individual projects and the priorities that the city kind of wanted to establish for those different projects. And so I'll kind of recap those choices that were made at that time. And Corey, I'll look to you. I'll kind of run through this.
Yep.
Do you want to keep it open so that we can discuss those decisions that were made, or do you want to kind of get through everything and then we'll go back through?
Let's just do one at a time and then see if anybody has any.
Can you guys hear her talk at all? I've wondered if maybe if you moved over here, they might be able to
shift over,
at least hear your voice a little better.
Which
I just saw some.
Oh, please no mic.
Sorry, thank you.
Is this better? I can stand up too, although that's a little awkward in terms of looking at my notes. I'll project as best I can.
Thanks, Megan.
Starting, and I'll go
through the projects as they're listed in your packet. And for some of the projects, I will turn it back over to Corey or Melissa for a little bit more detail about the specifics if they were the project lead. and Corey is a willing victim and has been in the past to describe the content. So let's start with the urban renewal project. The city council, when we talked in July, weighed in as that project as a high priority, specifically focusing on the store improvement program because there was work already being done. And the second would be minor enhancements.
Yeah, so urban renewal, we had a class in winter term through the Honors Business College. We had several groups of students looking at kind of urban renewal best practices across the state and coming up with some formal recommendations for the Urban Renewal Agency Board in particular on a storefront improvement program and some minor enhancements. And so we've already taken the information that they provided and budgeted some monies for this fiscal year, which started on July 1. And we've been working with the Urban Renewal Board, which three of you council members at the table are on that board, but for the other two and for everyone else here in attendance, have been kind of refining some of the criteria for that program, building off of the best practices that the students shared with us, and even some of the best practices that I envision we will use in the coming months will be engaging the public and really letting them know about the program when we roll it out in January is kind of the goal. So things have been happening behind the scenes in terms of creating a brochure, creating thresholds of matching amounts of money. We're gonna start looking at some of the contractual language that we need to make sure is in place so that if things don't go well, we are covered. You hope that doesn't happen. We don't think that will happen, but we've been working a lot on that. And I think for the city's sake as well, after we get that in place and kind of monitor it for a year, it could be something that the city could broaden beyond the urban renewal district if they wanted to. Because right now we're looking at funding it through the Urban Renewal Agency. And really that's also coming in line with the code update that we did in the downtown overlay zone that talks about the design standards. So it wouldn't have made sense, you know, if we had a storefront improvement program a year ago, well, we wouldn't have known what that look and feel was. So one of the biggest things that I'm seeing come together are kind of all these threads kind of getting woven together, which is really cool. So we're working on that one and we're on track, I think, to roll that out in January and
great.
And make some progress as we head into next spring.
You spoke about a little bit about the storefront.
So minor enhancements. Minor enhancements really is looking at some of the dollars in the Urban Renewal Agency. So there's limited amount of funds in there right now, but prioritizing some safety projects and looking at some specific corridors and some of the primary areas that were identified through this process, and trying to partner either with property owners or just create some projects ourselves to come through and say, hey, you know, this stretch has no sidewalks, or this is an inadequate crosswalk location, or there's no lighting, or there's no bike lane, or it could be little things, or it could be concrete pavement type projects. And so there's some money budgeted there as well to identify some spots and try to get some projects going hopefully next spring. I mean, at this stage, even though we're gonna get another week of summer next week with it being 80 degrees, we're heading towards winter. And so we're not ramping up any capital projects right now. We're trying to really get our ducks in a row and plan and be strategic as we head into winter and then start bidding some projects and get some things under construction next spring and summer. So.
Okay, before we get too carried away, let's the council have any comments on
the safety aspect of that was taken out.
The safety, what we talked about was that the wording in the brochure was taken out, but we still, in conjunction with the storefront improvement programs, may do a minor enhancement. Like if a business is going to do a storefront improvement, but they don't have any sidewalks, we as a city may take on a section of a sidewalk. Yeah, it's not a, yes, we're gonna do something for sure, but, or we may put bike racks someplace downtown, or the minor enhancements is separate from that, but may work in conjunction with the project as well.
Yeah. Okay, Craig, do you have any comments on this or anything to say about it?
No.
Nothing?
Happy.
Don, you?
I'll pass on the bike rack.
Just pass on the bike racks.
There's some really interesting ones. They even had some shaped like the pine cones.
You can get three wheelers, you know.
I probably need one too.
Yeah. You know, and I want the council involved in this. I mean, it's just not sustainable cities. It's us carrying through on it and stuff here. Like, you know, so anybody has any comments on you?
I don't have any current.
Oh, come on.
Not current.
Okay, go ahead. Next one, Corey.
Okay, the only part I'd add on that real quick is that I think it's really important in the report it emphasizes the importance of facilitating public comments and really engaging the public with these projects. And we can do a lot of this in tandem, whether it's the downtown design standards and the storefront improvement program and the minor enhancements, because this is new. This is new for the community. And obviously we all know that we try to get the word out, but we have to really, really try and educate and kind of move slowly to a degree so that everyone's in up to speed on the opportunities of what's out there and what we're trying to do. So that's the last part I'd share on that one.
Related to the brand standards, I know that during the July meeting we had discussed the open house happening in October as kind of being the opportunity for public engagement with those brand standards. Is that still kind of the plan for that, or are there other mechanisms in place?
The last piece of that, I'm sorry, was
the open house being kind of where the public engagement was going to happen related to brand standards.
The downtown design standards. So we've done some targeted input from the public through our TGM grant, Transportation Growth Management Grant, for the downtown design standards. We had an open house here a month and a half ago at the Senior Center. And then we've shifted kind of based on last week, and this is a good update as we maybe transition into the Transit Site City Center on the next page, is we wanted to do an on-site open house at the property, but through the steering committee and the outreach for the outreach grant, we kind of shifted that, and we're going to kind of roll everything together into a town hall barbecue, because right now, I mean, we'll see if more people show up at 6. Thank you all for being here, but you know, if we have too many events that are separate on individual issues, we have a harder time getting turnout. So I think we said, hey, let's do biggest bang for the buck, and we'll get everybody together, and we'll kind of do an update on all the projects we have going on and get some input at that time as well. So.
Sorry,
and do we have a date for that?
October 25th.
25th, I think.
25th.
We got an email on it today.
Yeah, Thursday evening. There's going to be an article in the Newberry Eagle, and we'll be really proactive about probably putting together some flyers and getting that word out to the community.
So yeah, October 25th from 5 to 6:30.
So we expect to see you.
Heck yeah, barbecue!
See, that's why people will show up, is we're going to feed them.
Maybe the mayor can cook. Can I cook?
We talked about that. We decided no.
You can do hors d'oeuvres.
Forget it.
The reason we decided no is so that you could engage more with the public and not be stuck cooking.
I got a text last night at 8:30 that the Lions Club said they would be happy to participate and do it.
And we actually thought bringing in a nonprofit in the community to do it would be good.
That's and they do a great job. So that was sort of I'm bad enough making eggs. Okay, are we moving on to the medium priority?
Yes, so that was the highest priority and the only high priority item. But as you can tell, it's just because it's one item, it has tendrils all over it. It's, I don't want to say complicated, but it's complex. Moving to medium priority and the Transit City Center site. The class that looked at that was the passive heating, and they included the Transit Center site as well as a community greenhouse and a, like a affordable housing apartment.
They actually looked at, it was interesting, and we should engage and reach out to the builders of the senior housing here to the north. They looked at those existing buildings and they looked at retrofits to to the patios and the decks in terms of capturing more of that solar energy.
And this was another winter term class.
Yeah.
And you all know the excitement that the faculty had about this because of your unique climate.
She was thrilled.
Yes. Warm summers, cool winters, subarctic climate. I'll come back in midwinter and you'll say, heck yeah, it's a subarctic climate. the work, there was follow-up work that happened spring term that took the student group that focused on more of the site in addition to the building. They did more detailed work, kind of building from their winter term class. So those drawings on the far left, the two boards are there. Concepts for the site and the potential building. This is a medium priority for the city. My understanding is because they're what the community envisions for the site in terms of a building has not been determined. The site moving forward for various reasons, but the actual structure still needs to be determined in terms of what its use might be, what it might look like, things like that. So we hope that the students have kind of furthered the potential design, but nothing is set in stone yet. The concept of being able to build in a way that uses electricity resources efficiently and gets the greatest gain in terms of the structure itself and how it's designed. That's part of what they focused on. Is there anything you want to add?
Right. So during our July meeting, we discussed the possibility of having a kind of multi-phase concept with the site because the plans are definitely moving forward with having the parking facilities and a few other ancillary items on the site, and then approving funding later on for doing an actual structure once there's a more concrete idea of what the purpose of that structure would be. And our understanding is that the open house meeting in October will address that as well. And so as design moves forward of the site plan, making sure that there is consideration of the possibility of a future structure on the site was a pretty important priority.
Yeah, and to piggyback on that, in conversations with you two and then shifting into talking with our local partners at ODOT and Cascade East Transit, who provide the public transportation system service, we've identified that there's a pretty neat and big funding opportunity with applications due in February. And so one of the conversations, Katie, that happened last week between folks on the steering committee and staff is that, hey, we would like to get some more public input on the project, on the transit site development, the site plan development, but really, we already got that input through the survey that we did. And so it's a matter of making sure that we're really implementing that data into the site plan. And because of the deadline to get the grant submitted, we felt it was pretty important to kind of jumpstart the site plan refinement process. So Melissa and I met with our city engineer and some landscape architects that are on board with him yesterday to talk about them kind of working and refining a concept for discussion at the October 24th City Council work session, the day before the town hall barbecue. And then also rolling that concept into discussion with the urban renewal board meeting, I think it's like November 3rd. But really the thought there is that we need to get that figured out because, and I'm not faulting anyone who's involved in the process, but we know that when November rolls around, especially middle November towards Thanksgiving and into December, things get a little less productive. And so we want to make sure we're in a position to prepare that grant application come January 1. So we're working on that behind the scenes. Yep. And the conversation, what made me think of this, Katie, is that you mentioned the consideration of the future building. And the emphasis with the engineers was really on that phase one, the front, by that front, I mean the highway